out real quick. Remember when Trump was NATO? Remember what a big deal it was that Trump said NATO, for what it is today, is basically obsolete. And people are like, what? What? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Trump's like, just listen. Listen, guys. Talking about something that was created 60 years ago. Talking about the Soviet Union. You know, you're talking about the GDP of each member of NATO and a certain percentage that they're supposed to pay in. And there is no Soviet Union. Only a handful of the allies pay what they're supposed to pay. We don't fight terror with NATO. We don't fight terror. I mean, right now, we're constantly talking about boots on the ground, boots on the ground, boots on the ground. To defeat ISIS, we got to have boots on the ground. No one wants to put boots on the ground. Well, we got NATO. Why aren't those boots on the ground? Yeah, there's some Americans in NATO, 100%. But, okay, we have a coalition. We have a whole bunch of allies. We got a whole bunch of soldiers. Get them on the ground. Let's wipe out ISIS. No, no, we don't do that. That's not what we... So, yeah. Yeah, NATO is kind of obsolete as far as what it needs to be doing today, what it was intended for, and who's actually paying for NATO. And notion that, well, these allies pay. The notion when Trump says people pay nothing is false. The hundreds and hundreds and millions of dollars is paid for NATO. Yeah, but it's not the amount that it's supposed to be. It's far less of what it's supposed to be. Well, yeah, but no, there is no but. You just can't say, well, it's something. Because every single one of us, if we're supposed to get $100 and someone gives us $20, we look at it and go, okay, where's the other $80? We don't go, oh, well, gee, you did give me $20. Thanks. No, we go, yeah, great. Awesome. Give me the other $80. This is meaningless to me. Yeah, but it's something. Yeah, it's nothing. It's supposed to be $100. Give me the other $80. So, a story, and of course, you're not going to hear the story here. You very rarely do you hear stories that happen in Germany or Britain. Very, very rarely do you hear, unless someone gets blown up. Yeah, seriously. So, this is just a small example of NATO being obsolete, if we can use that term, okay? German Army quits NATO training exercise after exceeding Angela Merkel's bizarre overtime limits. Okay. German authorities were left red-faced when troops were forced to pull out of recent NATO training exercises after they exceeded the new overtime limit set by Angela Merkel's government. Soldiers taking part in a month-long drill in Norway returned to their homeland after less than 2 weeks when they fell foul of strict new rules by Berlin, which limit the amount of time recruits can be on active duty. It follows claims savage budget cuts have left German forces training with broom handles instead of guns. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. And you're not going to hear this on CNN or Fox or SNBC because it plays into the narrative when Trump goes, listen, NATO is messed up. It's broke. The NATO that we have now is obsolete. And here you have a report of German soldiers using boom handles instead of guns because of budget cuts by Angela Merkel. Budget cuts. So she's not even contributing what she's supposed to contribute, and what she's contributing, she's cutting. And everybody goes, Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. That just shows you he has a complete asinine view of the world. He doesn't. Really? Reforms instigated by Ursula von der Leyen. That's a frightening name. That sounds very, you better go hide in the attic somewhere. Ursula von der Leyen has restricted soldiers to work a 41-hour week. Any overtime must be compensated with time off in lieu rather than additional pay, meaning troops are often forced to take a holiday to balance out a busy previous week. Hans-Peter Blatz, the parliamentary commissioner for the armed forces, raised concerns over the changes, saying, it can't be that we can't fulfill our NATO obligations because of overtime. NATO is really, really important. Yeah, it's not obsolete. What are you talking about? The new rules mean training camps are being forced to close as early as 4:30 p.m. each day, reportedly leaving some troops stranded in army barracks without enough time to return home. So it's a well-oiled financed machine, ladies and gentlemen. That Donald Trump, he sure is stupid when it comes to how the world operates and things like NATO and nuclear agreements and things of that nature. He's definitely. The defense minister also faced criticism for installing children's daycare centers on the army bases and time tabling military service to fit with school holidays. NATO, it's tough there. You gotta fight the Soviet Union. Yeah, baby. Mr. Bertels is calling for the government to amend the rules that overtime limits are calculated over a 12-month period rather than weekly. German Armed Forces Associate Chairman Lieutenant Colonel André Wunsten acknowledged that there were teething problems with the new working system. It comes after reports in February revealed that the German army was facing such shortages that troops had swapped rifles for wooden sticks painted black. Come on. You're going to tell me that NATO is not obsolete when you have soldiers using sticks as guns because there's no money? You're really going to say that Donald Trump has no idea what he's talking about? Really, you're going to say that? You have NATO soldiers using sticks as guns. Yeah, I'm not making this up. This is not a made up story, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? This is not a made up story. This is legit. This is legit. These are NATO soldiers. The improvised weapons were apparently attached to the top of the armored vehicles during war drills. A defense ministry spokesperson later insisted that the use of the broomsticks was not a common practice. German authorities have also come under fire for failing to prepare the domestic police force for an attack on home soil. Head of the Federal Police Union, Ernest Walter, told newspaper Die Welt that officers would be in mortal danger if an attack were to take place. He said, I have pointed out just a week ago that we are not equipped in the normal SERP and control services for terrorist attacks. It is almost a suicide mission if we send officers of the federal police with just a peak cap, light protective vest, and a gun to the airports and railway stations. We need better weapons and better protection and equipment. He added, I am most worried about our colleagues who are on duty daily at airports and railway stations. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You've got a German soldiers. You have NATO. Yeah, and it's not obsolete. Of course not. Sure. NATO is strong. It's important. Okay. It needs to be overhauled. It needs to be reworked. Okay? The things that Trump said about NATO were correct. You might not like the things he said, but what he said was accurate. What he said was true. Wake up, my friends. Wake up. It's time to do things a little different. It's time to shake the system up. Been the way it has been for